Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. And we're now also heard on Global Community Radio, and want to welcome the listeners of WRST at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, composer Al Piantedosi gets the spotlight. We'll have a Red Hot segment. We'll do some giving and celebrate a number of other composers' birthdays. Last week, August 18th, marked the birth in 1882 in New York of Albert Joseph Al Piantedosi. He received some formal musical training, but began working as a bookkeeper before playing piano at Callahan's Dance Hall in Manhattan around 1906. In 1907 and 8, he worked as an accompanist in vaudeville theaters and gained a reputation as a writer of ethnic character songs and sentimental songs to the point where he landed a position with music publisher Leo Feist. In 1914, Piantedosi became a charter member of ASCAP and the following year wrote the music to I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier with lyrics by Al Bryan. Although well received at first, it became controversial once the U.S. joined World War I. In 1918, Al and his brother George formed the Al Piantedosi Music Publishing Company. In the mid-30s, he moved to California, where he worked as an arranger for films and had his last piece published in 1955. Al Piantedosi died in Encino, California, on April 8th of that year. His collaborators included Joseph McCarthy, Edgar Leslie, and Irving Berlin, and his hits include The Curse of an Aching Heart, Pal of My Cradle Days, How Could Washington Be a Married Man and Never, Never Tell a Lie? And these.
Sandman's calling, close your eyes while shadows falling, good night, sweet dreams. Sleep tight while the angels up above you watch you, dear, because they love you, good night, sweet dreams. Someday someone will love mother's great big man, that day, darling, mother will understand. Slumber, may your dreams come true from now on. In your pillow land, just dream on. Good night, sweet dream. Thank you.
the Victor House band The Troubadours, directed by Nat Shilkret with Tired Hands. Johnny Marvin provided the la-la-las and what sounded like Donald Mills' vocal trombone on that August 11, 1927 recording. And I suppose he played the steel guitar on there as well. Before that, it was Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians with My Stormy Weather Pal, words and music by Al Piantedosi. Scrappy Lambert was the vocalist on that December 21, 1927 Victor recording. We started off our tribute to Al Piantedosi with Isham Jones and his orchestra and Good Night, Sweet Dreams, with Frank Silvano providing the vocal. This March 31, 1931 Good Night, Sweet Dreams, composed by Harold Solomon, is not to be confused with a much earlier Good Night, Sweet Dreams, composed by J.W. Bischoff, born in Chicago in 1850, and who, despite being blind from age 2, went on to become a noted organist and composer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I posted on the show's Facebook page a group photograph of 9 Tin Pan Alley composers, which included Harry B. Smith, who was primarily a lyricist. Unlike the other 8 in the photograph, he hasn't been well represented on the show, even though he is said to have written more than 6,000 lyrics. I am planning on giving him his own birthday segment in December, but I came across this Smith song, which will start off this segment about giving.
Thank you.
gave me your lips, you gave me your arms. You try to be tender and I know it, but still you couldn't help but show it. You gave me everything but love. You'd give me the sun, you'd give me the moon. There wasn't a thing you wouldn't do, dear. But all the while I wanted you, dear. You gave me everything but love. Could have been so happy with just a little look, showing that you needed me. Could have been contented in some forgotten nook. Why couldn't it be? Why weren't you mean? Why weren't you rough? Why didn't you take my heart and rule me? But you were kind and tried to fool me. You gave me everything but love.
I wanted love, you had my heart chained and bound. Instead of kisses, instead of love, you gave me the runaround. I called you sweetheart, 'twas like a dream, until I awoke and found. We weren't sweethearts, I didn't dream of getting the runaround. Now that our romancing has ended and you're satisfied, let me say our love would have blended had you only tried. I want your kisses, I want your love. How long can my poor heart part? For all your kisses I gave you love, gave me the wrong around.
Well, it is said 'tis better to give than to receive, but if you're giving someone the runaround, that might not be the case. That was Clyde McCoy and his orchestra with a Clyde McCoy song, You Gave Me the Runaround. The vocalist on that March 24, 1936, Decca 78 is unidentified. Before that was Ben Burney and All the Lads with Pat Kennedy taking the vocal honors on You Gave Me Everything But Love from January 9, 1931. Gus Kahn wrote the words and Grace LaBoy the tune. Grace LaBoy met Gus Kahn in 1908 and they collaborated on songs from 1908 to 1932. They also married in 1916 and collaborated on having two children. There were lots of recordings made of You Gave Me Your Heart, which was composed by Ted Snyder, but this is the only vocal recording I found. The words were written by Harry B. Smith and Francis Wheeler and sung on that September 1922 Banner 78 by Arthur Hall, backed by Joseph Samuel's orchestra. It was brought to my attention last week that I have apparently never played this next record. So, here are the Mound City Blue Blowers to start off a red-hot segment.
When they hold the estes, why, they've got to get asbestos to keep the place from burning down. High school cat and suit of satin, they cakewalk uptown Manhattan, shake their fat and this and that and everything. Temperature cannot be higher where the people all perspire. Hot chocolate, what chocolate, you've got to call around. Coffee, yes indeed. Step on it, boys, step on it. Tell them from Harlem, now can't you? A mama ladles and high brown. I'm red hot from Harlem, where clothes are the loudest and gals are the proudest gals in town. Now Lenox Avenue, right near the Bronx, oh, where they're never blue but black and honest, where Lulu-Bell ladies are hotter than Hades. So get hot, you red hot Harlem.
The Victor House Band, The Hi-Hatters, directed by Leonard Joy with Red Hot and Blue Rhythm. J. Fred Coots wrote the tune, and Benny Davis and Arthur Swanstrom penned the words, which were sung there by Johnny Marvin on January 17, 1930. That's from the Broadway musical comedy Sons of Guns, which opened at the Imperial Theater on November 26, 1929, and ran until August 9th of 1930. Before that was the Red Hot Adelaide Hall with I'm Red Hot from Harlem. She was accompanied on that September 28, 1931 Oriole 78 by duo pianists Francis J. Carter and Benny Payne. I'm Red Hot from Harlem was written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. We started off that Red Hot set with the Mound City Blue Blowers and the appropriately titled Red Hot with an exclamation point. That Brunswick 78 was made in Chicago on March 14, 1924 with Red McKenzie on comb and paper and Dick Slevin on kazoo. Red Hot was written by Frank Trumbauer, Ted Kohler, Will Bradley, and Bobby Sherman. Mound City refers to St. Louis, Missouri, where the Mound City Blue Blowers was formed by Red McKenzie. And the mound in Mound City refers to the large earthen structures built in that area by Native American peoples as burial mounds or homes. And of course, the relatively recent history surrounding the ancient mounds is not pretty. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. There were lots of composer birthdays last week, so for these final two segments of the show, we're going to try to recognize as many of them as possible. Here's Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination.
Do. bunch of happiness. I've got a little hunch, and I believe it's true, that someday you will say I do, and bring me happiness. I must confess I love you, please don't keep me guessing. I'm so thrilled and everything, thought I heard a bluebird sing. That's a hunch for me and for my little bunch of happiness.
Thank you.
Not just the Columbians Dance Orchestra, but the Columbians Dance Orchestra Deluxe on March 17, 1922, with By the Sapphire Sea, composed by Ted Snyder. Composer Ted Snyder was born in Freeport, Illinois on August 15, 1881, and grew up in Boscobel, Wisconsin. A fact I tell you just so I can say the word Boscobel. He had songs to his credit from 1904 to 1930 when he retired from songwriting, moved to Hollywood, and opened a nightclub. Composer Harry Axt was born August 15, 1894. We heard his tune, My Little Bunch of Happiness, performed by Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Charles Cayley singing the Benny Davis lyrics. That Columbia 78 was made January 9, 1927. And we started with a triple R debut for Cliff Edwards in his hot combination with Someone's Stolen My Sweet, Sweet Baby from November of 1925. Red Nichols and Miff Mole on trumpet and trombone, respectively. Someone's Stolen My Sweet, Sweet Baby was composed by Maceo Pinkard with the lyrics by Lou Brown and Sidney Clare. Sidney Clare was born August 15, 1892. Continuing our celebration of composers born this past week in history, here's Ambrose and his orchestra.
In London, and I never shall forget, for incidentally, that's the night we met. And when it rains in London, you can bet it really rains, for all I know it may be raining yet. She was a wee little maid in distress, with not a cab or omnibus in view. So I played the part of a gent and I said, my umbrella's made for two. Well, she took my arm so gently and I walked her to the door. I kissed her and she sort of held me tight. So now we're to be married and I'm more than thankful for London on a rainy night. Thank you.
make you my wife, will you? If you would be with me, have breakfast and tea with me, sign up and agree with me to make it for life. If you want me to be exclusively yours, just guarantee to be exclusively mine. And then my Betsy too, some church you can get me to, then we'll be all set, we two, and that'll be fine.
Thank you.
12-time Oscar-nominated lyricist Ned Washington was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, on August 15, 1901, probably best known, at least on this show, for Singin' in the Bathtub. We started off this final segment of the show with his song London on a Rainy Night, with the tune by Sam H. Stepped. That was Ambrose and his orchestra with Sam Brown vocalizing on December 14, 1934. Lyricist and librettist Otto Abels Harbach was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, on August 18, 1873. He had songs to his credit from 1907 to 1938. We heard Mike Markell's orchestra with our old friend Irving Kaufman singing We Too on an OK 78, waxed December 6, 1927. Harbach and Hammerstein wrote the words, and Emmerich Kallman and Herbert Stothert composed the tune. Songwriter and vaudeville legend Gus Edwards was born in Prussia on August 18, 1879, and was known as the Star Maker for his discoveries of Groucho Marx, Walter Winchell, Eddie Cantor, and George Jessel. He collaborated with Edward Madden on By the Light of the Silvery Moon and Vincent Bryan on In My Merry Oldsmobile, but we heard his tune Wonderful You, performed by Ray Miller and his orchestra on July 21, 1922. That was take five, and they did record a vocal in the same session with Gus Edwards himself singing the lyrics, but it was not issued. There was a Broadway musical comedy biography of Gus Edwards in 1942 titled You'll See Stars. It opened at Maxine Elliott's Theater on December 29, 1942, but had one of the shortest runs in history at just four performances. And apparently the consensus was even that was four performances too many. Lyricist Benny Davis was born August 21, 1895, and is most often credited along with Harry Axt, Milton Ager, Joe Burke, Abner Silver, or other composers, but he did write a few tunes of his own, including that last one, Poor Little Me, performed there by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra on February 15, 1922. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.